The university has agreements with clothing makers with foreign factories to ensure those companies treat and pay their employees decently. But sweatshop licensing rules around the country are in flux because the quotas on foreign-made clothing imports expired this year. So clothing makers may now be tempted to move their work to countries like China, which have lower wages and more relaxed labor laws. Last month, half the members of the university's labor licensing committee resigned because they said Chancellor John Wiley wasn't bargaining hard enough with apparel companies to ensure working conditions and pay live up to UW standards. But Wiley says Wisconsin already has the strictest sweatshop code of any university in the country. And he says there's only so much he can do.
I mean, all the universities in the country don't have the buying power of one Walmart. And no one university buys enough stuff from anybody to completely change their corporate policies. We can get concessions here and there, but this is going to be an incremental process.
The members of the university sweatshop advisory committee who quit have said Wiley isn't taking their concerns seriously enough. They want to be able to look at clothing makers' internal records, but Wiley says he was not able to negotiate for that. Wiley's spokesman, Lamar Billups, says Wisconsin is talking to other colleges and universities around the country about sitting at the table together across from apparel companies in order to increase their leverage. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.